Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, all the same way. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And take advantage of the stuff that we have over there. All right, joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
We've got
Backgammon Bob on the line here. Let's see what he'd like to talk about. Okay there, Bob, what's your question for Denise?
Oh, good morning, Captain Denise. Got 3 points on the same topic for you. One is it legal to disperse illegal aliens around the country? Two, can the Congress or the Senate do anything about it if we win the 22 midterm elections? And can the President override Congress, or do we need a veto-proof majority? All right, thanks a lot.
All right, well, the answer to number one is, I think, yes.
You know, it's really quite fascinating to me how come nobody has actually sued these NGOs, these religious charities, for human trafficking. Illegal human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to give these people, you know, food and water, that's one thing. But to, and even for the U.S. government to be providing food, money, clothing, transportation, housing, and then immigration lawyers at no charge, is, so you've got a perfect equation here, and that's why we're seeing these kinds of numbers. So we're missing a couple of things. I mentioned on the show yesterday that Biden, through his executive order, has really approved his administration to not follow the law. And when you don't follow the law, you're forcing people who take an oath, including ICE and Border Patrol, to violate their oath. Then you have these groups that are, including their own government, by transporting these people, are doing illegal human trafficking of all sorts. You know, we were upset by how many people from Afghanistan got out of Afghanistan that we weren't able to vet at all, at all. We just kind of did a cursory look to see if they were in kind of some kind of database, but that was it. And that's the same thing we're doing here. And we don't know who these people are. And so it's, you know, a threat to personal safety and civil society and national security. So, there's another part of this equation that's not being argued, I would say, the right way.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Republican Party yesterday voted to, censure GOP reps Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for their work on the House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 riot. And they also advanced a rule change. We knew that was coming, too, by the way. They also advanced a rule change that would prohibit candidates from participating in debates organized by the Commission on Presidential Debates. And I think we knew that was coming, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've known where Liz Cheney is on all of this. And you know, she hates Trump, and that's okay. And Kissinger does too. That's okay. But what they're missing is the Trump doctrine. And it was the Trump doctrine that gave us so much success.
Yep.
You know, his style was challenging for sure. His, you know, his gruffness and all that. That was in his tweets and all that. That's fine. I mean, we can have a problem with his style, but. You know, he was beginning to tear down, and rightly so, the illicit machinery of the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
And they were being challenged. And I guess somebody really needs to ask Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, are you okay with the way government works? And did you have a problem with Trump policies and doctrines? And she would have to admit, and she has admitted, that she voted with Trump, what'd she say, 80 or 90% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So what she's complaining about is his style, and Kinzinger is too. Well, you know what? This is a lot of wasted resources and a lot of wasted time here, on this January 6th thing. So, both of them are getting it wrong. Censoring them is a gesture. I get it. But it doesn't mean anything.
Nope, doesn't solve the problem. Okay, hold that thought. Here we go, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. And we've got Jeff in Sarasota lined up to take us to break here. So don't go anywhere. Denise and I will be right back right after these messages.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away, right now. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for 85 years, and they currently are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, or you can check the phone book for your agent, or you can also find out who your agent is there at the website, geico.com, and they'll give you a rate quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They'll also cover your motorcycle or ATV or boat or RV, whatever you happen to have. And then where you really save the money, is when you bundle either your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy with your car insurance. You will save, a bunch of money that way. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Check them out and see what they can do for you. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm going to start with this about the Ukraine. We heard yesterday from, I believe, the United States sources that only 70% of the troops they actually need to invade Ukraine were there in the area.
They've got 83 battalion tactical groups near Ukraine with another 14 that are in transit. So Russia has one half of its total numbers of battalion tactical groups near Ukraine, which is about half of Russia's ground combat power.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where they are. They got more in transit.
And they're now mad because we're on their eastern flank with the people that we've sent in.
Well, they started this.
Yep.
We didn't.
Nope.
They started this last year, by the way, and Biden did nothing. So if he had responded in some form or fashion last year, I don't think we would be at this point right now, including with sanctions.
I agree. And again, when it comes to the sanctions, Russia is not afraid of whatever the sanctions are. I don't see anybody buckling, do you?
Well, no, and there, you know, the sanctions that we have applied so far to, you know, these countries, one, are they enforced? And two, we know that they're finessing those sanctions. So they're like gestures. There's much more to, that can be done here, and virtually, I keep saying, and Tucker Carlson gets it so wrong, is that, you know, we tend to forget all the things that Russia has done to the West in the last several years, going all the way back really to the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Obama administration deferred to Putin constantly.
Mm-hmm.
He was submissive to him. And Biden is really the same way. We've got Russian frigates that are shadowing our naval maritime operations constantly. You know, how many times have they flown planes and about rammed our ships in wherever, the Mediterranean or the Black Sea or wherever? How many times have they buzzed our aircraft and come close to being with their bombers into our airspace? How many people has Russia poisoned and attempted to assassinate and kill by poison? How many times have they hacked us? Colonial Pipeline was the most recent big thing. The list goes on. And what are we doing? Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not shocked to learn that, and I don't think you are either. Because we've got a wuss for a president in there who is afraid of his own shadow, I think, sometimes. And he's just not going to do anything. I mean, the Politburo, whoever's running him, I think they want to see how close we can come to a war. It's just my thought. And if we get there, then we get there. They figure that's their way to get reelected. They're playing politics.
You know, hold on here a second. We tend to forget. You know, we're sending troops to... What is it? Germany, Poland, and Romania.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, we already have troops in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have been training the Ukrainian military since the Crimea thing.
Yep.
Since that. And that is including the CIA paramilitary, which we have brought Ukrainians here to the United States.
Yep.
To train them tactically, and then we're over there doing it. That's
mm-hmm.
all well and good. But the next thing is that if there is a conflict, what are the rules of engagement? Therein lies the big question. Because we had all kinds of troops in Afghanistan, correct? And we had drawn down. But what was the rules of engagement? We had none.
Mm-hmm.
There was none. And with our NATO allies in Afghanistan, they were essentially non-bullet carrying boots on the ground. What,
mm-hmm.
So what good is that? Now, I just see where Canada said that they were going to send non-lethal equipment to Ukraine. Well, whoopee. So Ukraine's going to get some more pillows and some more blankets and some more gauze. So
yeah.
Now we're down to the rules of engagement, and I don't think we have any that we are ready to publish, much less follow.
Well, it appears that that's the case from everything that we can see. Will it change? I don't think so. But then again, what are we doing there to begin with if that's the case?
Well, we have to follow Article 5 of NATO. And
mm-hmm.
Ukraine isn't in NATO, but
no.
These other countries are. And let's not forget, it doesn't have to be just a military thing. It could be a cyber thing. So we just have to, you know, be paying attention.
Now, what do you suppose President Xi said to Putin yesterday?
Oh, they really told us. They said, we're very happy to be in this partnership, and we've got a lot of things that we're going to do, and the United States is the enemy. That's basically what they said.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then I think who was it? There was, oh, North Korea. They got all excited about it.
Yeah, so, I mean, what we're doing is we already know who our adversaries are, who our enemies are. You know, there's Reagan called them the evil empire. Mm-hmm. The evil empire is growing here.
Yep, they are. They are. And what a shame. What a shame. By the way, to change the subject for a little bit, the United States has granted sanctions relief to Iran as the nuke talks.
Of course I have.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Of course I have. We're okay with them, you know, creating more fuel to in country, as they say, like that makes a difference, for their nuclear program. This is great, isn't it?
Yeah. Nice work if you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that's why when we mentioned about Russia, there's nothing going to happen there as far as what's going back and forth. And again, this is just, it's mind-boggling because we just had an administration, the Trump administration, that had everything in check. We had, and I'll even throw this out there, we had gasoline at $1.87 a gallon on the day that we had the election. Now, it's approaching $4 a gallon in many areas of the country, and down here in Florida, I've been told that premium gas in South Florida and regular is over $4 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody's got to wake up here.
Well, Jen Psaki at the White House was challenged on that very thing yesterday, that is this going to force Biden to rethink his policy when it comes to domestic energy? And she sidestepped it by saying, well, you know, we understand that the oil companies have got plenty of things that they could be doing, so you have to ask them. What? Mm-hmm. You're the one that's put a halt to everything, including no more new permits and suspending permits on federal lands, mm-hmm. Least of which is also the Keystone Pipeline. So she sidestepped that whole thing.
All righty. Here comes the music. That means I got to let you go. We will talk again on Monday morning, and I'll bet you dimes to donuts we'll still be trying to figure out when the Ukraine is going to become part of Russia or whatever. All right, you take care. I'll talk to you on Monday. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check it out.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Mike Pence rejected former President Donald Trump's repeated claims that Mr. Pence could have overturned the 2020 election outcome during the January 6th special session of Congress, calling such notion un-American.
President Trump is wrong. I had no right to overturn the election. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone. And frankly, there is no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president. Under the Constitution, I had no right to change the outcome of our election.
America is back at work. That's what President Biden had to say following the January jobs report put out by the Labor Department, which said the economy added 467,000 jobs last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our Military and Veterans News Report, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with their two campuses to teach you how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, a job that you're going to love, pay that you're going to love, benefits you're going to love. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you, and you can become a certified aviation maintenance technician at either one of those two. The first one is in my backyard down here in Tampa. I'm obviously in Tampa, Florida, Tampa Bay, and they're over there in Clearwater on the other side of the bay from me. So that's item number one. Item number two is they are in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So you can go up there, whichever one is easiest for you. Now, you should take the tour of one of their facilities, and you should talk to the students, which you'll have a chance to, Talk to the instructors, which you'll have a chance to. Talk to the financial people, which you'll have a chance to. Because if you're a veteran, you'll have veterans benefits. If you're post 9/11 and you haven't used your benefits, you'll be all set to go. You'll be able to get certified, and everything will be paid for you. That's number one. Number two, if you're pre 9/11 and you want to check things out, they'll tell you what you got left in the way of your veterans benefits. And, of course, civilians, you just fill out a student loan like you normally would. So that's what you do. But National Aviation Academy, check them out on their website, NAA.edu, or give them a call to schedule a tour at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Tell them you want to take a tour of either one of their campuses, the one here in Clearwater, Florida, or the one up there in Concord, Mass., whichever one works better for you. All right. Administration officials say that the operation to kill the head of the Islamic State group was in the works for several months to track him down, to locate him, and to put together the moment of opportunity where they could go in and get him. Now, there's been a fake news report circulating for a couple days by the media going, oh, we killed some children. Oh, the terrible United States. Ah. No, we didn't kill the children. The bad guy killed the children when he detonated explosives on the top floor that he was on, probably a suicide vest, plus maybe some other explosives right there in that unit that they were living in. And he wiped out his whole family, all of them, that were up on that floor. And there were four women up there with a bunch of kids. So there you go. Because, of course, they take more than one wife, as you well know. But that's what happened. And people need to remember that and stop acting like fools when they go, oh, they killed children again. No, not true. Mm-mm. Now, some news from the Navy, rather discouraging. The Master Chief Petty Officer of the Navy, Russell Smith, is being investigated by the Naval Inspector General over alleged misconduct. That's all I know. Don't know anything else. But that's bad enough, and what a shame. What a shame. Now, the U.S. also accused the Kremlin of an elaborate plot to fabricate an attack by Ukrainian forces that Russia could use as a pretext, to take military action against its neighbor. So we'll see what happens there. Now, lawmakers were briefed by a senior administrator from the Biden administration about the troop moves and latest tensions in the Ukraine. And there's no clear return date to bring the troops back to the U.S. from their new assignments in Europe. Now, I'm not surprised, because nobody knows how long they're going to be there. And Russia doesn't really like the fact that they're flanking the Russian forces where they set up at, which could be interesting. We'll see. By the way, you heard Denise and I talking about more forces were making their way to the border. They had some 14, I believe it was, more divisions that were coming to build up their troop strength even higher than what it is. We'll see how that works on. There's a scheme of things. By the way, also, there's more arms coming into the area to the allies that are there, the smaller countries. Not just beans and bullets, but this time helicopters brought into the area. And we also know that U.S. and NATO officials said that the Russian military was shadowing the U.S. ships that were participating in a multinational exercise in the Adriatic Sea, adding that outside observance was an unusual and not necessary when it was related to the rising tensions over the Ukraine, they figured that that might be the case anyway. So, the USS Harry S. Truman is the carrier of note over there with its battle group, with the other forces that were there from other countries. And the Russians were just paddling their rowboats around, taking pictures and observing what was going on for future use. Now, let's not forget that Russia has been very thoughtful about how they've been ramping up their level of activity in the Black Sea. Because I just told you about the Adriatic Sea. They're also in the Black Sea. And they have a total of 140 ships in both those areas total. Now, this is serious stuff. Make no mistake about it. And what they're going to do next, well, we don't know. They're not telegraphing their moods. And I'll tell you this much. Our first wave of soldiers that boarded the C-17s in Fort Bragg, the paratroopers of the 82nd Airborne Division, and soldiers partially of the 18th Airborne Corps, went to Europe. But they're not going to tell us exactly what they're going to do. And I'm surprised that we were told about the units and the areas that they were going to, because sometimes they don't do that. But this time they did for whatever reason. Okay, I got a note here from Charles. Good morning, Charles. He's saying, President Joe reminds us from time to time that he is president. Why doesn't he act like a president? Well, I think because Joe is Joe, and he's been this way for years, and everybody knew this. Everybody knew this about Joe Biden. And if you were paying attention, you knew what you were going to get. And Fred is chiming in, you go to war with the president you have, not the president you might want or wish you have at a later time. That's true, but I don't think, this is just me talking, I don't think they really want to go to war, and they really don't want to have any shots being fired over there because of what's going to happen to the world's economy, including Russia's. Nobody's talking about that. Russia's going to be hurting, too, if something happens over there and the bullets start flying. All right, we'll be right back. Final segment coming up with the weekend show. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Because it is a Saturday, because it is a weekend, because we do have some severe weather out there, we're going to let all the truckers know where the problems are here on the final segment here, so don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back right after we hear a little something, a blast from the past. We'll be right back. That is Deep Purple. That's a concert back in 2017, but that song was 40-plus years old, and Smoke on the Water, a lot of people remember that. A lot of people remember dancing to that back in the day, and I happen to be one of them, so there you go. And by the way, when I had my band, we actually played that song, so there you go, too. Now, we're going to take a look at the weather right now, and we're going to read a statement, first of all, before we get too far into this, because we do have some significant weather tonight to report, especially for you guys and gals trucking across Texas. Now, you got a real problem there. A major winter storm will slowly pull away from the northeast U.S. through early Saturday, with gradual ends to the wintry, blustery precipitation, and in its wake, bitterly cold temperatures will filter across the southern plains, come into the Ohio Valley, and the northeast. Now, elsewhere, more snow is expected to develop Saturday from the northern plains into the western Great Lakes. Now, just to give you an example, we've been watching this system coming across Montana into North Dakota, right up on the border, into the U.S. about maybe 75 miles, and it has moved now to where it's just over in the northeastern corner of North Dakota, Minot, and then all the way across the Canadian border over to Duluth in Minnesota, where, by the way, four hours ago, it was 5 below zero. You've got freezing cold conditions in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight, as well as a winter storm warning up there. And this is going to continue to move across the northern part of the U.S., as I just told you. Now, in addition, we have some snow that's been firing up here overnight, up between about Sandy Creek and Watertown on I-81, and from about Rochester to Oswego on 104. So keep in mind, winter is still around. Now let's go to Texas. Texas, we have a real problem. First of all, the temperatures are freezing cold tonight. North Texas, southeastern Oklahoma, southwestern Arkansas. You've got a lot of 10-degree and single-digit numbers in there. What was water today is now ice, frozen on the bridges, frozen on the roads. There's been a number of accidents in the Dallas Metroplex area because people aren't slowing down for what's going on. You have to treat every bridge like as if it's a skating rink when you get to it, because people are losing control going off the bridges and just, hasta la vista, baby, there they go. So I-30, I-20, I-35, north-south, you've got a lot of icy patches there. Be careful. Now, down around Houston, you have the same thing there to the west, the south, in the north of Houston. Houston itself isn't in bad shape. We do have a hard freeze warning with bitterly cold temperatures from Galveston all the way down to McAllen, Texas, and all the way over to Eagle Pass. And everything in between is cold. Very cold for that area. And you also have warnings for ice on the road and ice on the bridges there, too. And that's the big problem that we have right now with the roads tonight. So you've got to be careful. And you big riggers that are trucking across, as I said, I-20 and I-30, when you get in the Dallas area, slow down. Give everybody plenty of room, because a lot of times those people that are there, they do not know how to drive in that stuff. You do, they don't. And because you know where you're going and you know what you're doing, sometimes you wind up becoming the obstacle. So think about that. All right. Let me close up by telling you that Moss Nissan, with their locations, we're proud to have them as a sponsor on the show. We're also very proud to have them as the sponsor of the studio, because I am sitting in the Moss Family Automotive studio as we speak. And, of course, did a lot of things with Dave Moss yesterday. This was one of them, just so you can hear what this sounds like. You're going to hear more of these on the affiliate, but let's listen to this for a minute. Because this is Dave Moss. He was in this studio yesterday with me, and we were here for the better part of a couple hours with Dave Moss telling you something.
This is David Moss, Jr. Stop by Moss Nissan and tell him the captain sent you.
Now, the reason we're doing all of that is because if you're interested in buying a car and you're serious, and you go to Moss Nissan and you tell them I sent you, right away, it puts you in a better status. It makes you eligible for some things that if you just walk in there, you might or might not get, and you won't have to ask for them. So, do yourself a favor. See what happens. In the meantime, stay warm. It's going to get cold this weekend. Temperatures are going to drop again. Wouldn't you know, right? And I'll be back Monday morning at 0200 hours. Kyle Warren will be with me, and we'll have our cast of characters too. God bless America. Take care. Stay warm.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.